quail. That was me spouting. There I blow again. What else can I do? I can tell you a story. Do you know God once sent me on a mission? Yes, he did. He told me to swallow a man. Not to eat him, just swallow him and carry him across the sea and put him ashore near Nineveh. Why? God had told Jonah to go and prophesy against Nineveh, and Jonah was afraid to do it, and he ran away. So God sent me after him, as if you can run away from God.
Am I in time?
Time what for?
To catch a ship.
Depends where you're going.
Anywhere. Away from here. Anywhere.
Sort of cruise like?
Yes, that's right.
Well, we're going to Tarshish. Not any good to you?
It's not near Nineveh, is it?
Nineveh? Bless your heart, no. Nineveh? Why, that's... Well, I don't rightly know where that is, but it ain't nowhere near Tarshish.
Good. Good. To Tarshish, then. Anywhere that's away from Nineveh.
Up aboard, then.
Cast off, forward!
Cast off, forward!
Cast off, aft! Come on, let's get moving! We don't want to miss the wind! Mr. Andromenes?
Aye, aye, sir.
I don't much like the look of the weather, Mr. Andromenes.
We're going to run into a storm, sir.
Collect the passengers amidships, Mr. Andromenes, and wait for further orders.
Aye, aye, sir.
You, sir, where are you from?
I am an Egyptian, sir.
Tell me, Egyptian, did you cause this storm? You or your gods?
No, sir. Not I, nor my gods.
Yeah, well, you better pray that it goes away or it may sink us. Pray to your gods to abate the storm.
I will.
Pray! All of you down on your knees and pray! Pray to your gods that the storm may abate and spare us all. Pray! Pray! Is everybody here?
No, sir. There's a man called Jonah. He's not here.
Where is he?
He's below, sir. Asleep.
Asleep. Asleep. I'll not stand for it. Let him obey my orders and come on deck. He's got to pray. We've all got to pray. No one can be excused. This storm has been sent by someone's God, and I want to know whose. Get this Jonah up here at once.
Aye, aye, sir.
Go on. Pray, if you value your miserable hides. Get on your knees and pray. Mr. Andromenes,
sir,
lighten the ship. Cast overboard the deck cargo.
Hands to lighten ship. Passengers too. Here, you, take all of those bales.
Help
away
us.
There.
Save our lives.
Move on, we're sinking by the bales. Where's that Jonah? He that was asleep.
I am here.
Then get over there with the rest of them and pray. Pray to your God, whatever his name is, to get us all out of this mess.
Someone's God is angry with him. We must find out who he is and sacrifice him. The God may leave the rest of us alone.
Ah, you may be right. But how can we find out?
We must cast lots.
Cast lots? Ah, well, why not? It may work. Here, give me that rope.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now, I'll free it at this end. Now, everybody pull one strand. Whoever gets the long strand is the guilty one. Here you are. You, and you. Now, who's got the longest? Come on, let's have a look. Oh, it's you, Jonah.
Kill him!
Throw
him overboard! Get him!
Silence! Now then, Jonah, come here. What have you done that your God should send this storm? Why is he angry with you? Speak up.
I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land. But when the Lord sent for me to do his bidding, I was afraid and I fled.
Oh, then you have brought this disaster on my ship. Well, what shall we do that the sea may be calm again?
Captain, order your men to take me up and cast me forth into the sea.
Quiet! Cast the dogs!
Cast you into the sea? What good will that do us?
Oh, if that's the best suggestion you can make, you better get below and go to sleep again. Mr. Andromenes, row!
Aye, aye, sir!
Row for safety! Row for our lives! Row!
It's no use. Cast me into the sea, or you'll all perish.
It shall be done. I don't like it, but for the safety of the majority, it shall be done. Cast him forth!
Jonah, are you all right down below?
I'm all right, thank you, Whale, but it's dark in here and wet.
Well, what do you expect? You're now inside my belly. You can't have light in there. As for it being wet, well, I have to have a drink. Am I to go thirsty because I've got a fugitive on board? Listen, God has given me some special instructions regarding your disposal.
What instructions?
Why, to put you ashore near Nineveh.
I see. How long must I stay in this cavern?
Cavern? Oh, that's richer. You'll remain amidships until we arrive. 3 days at least. Then you can go and give the people of Nineveh the Lord's message. If you ask me, you'd have been wiser to have done so in the first place. What is the use of trying to run away from God? You can't do it. Nobody can do it. I'll give you a piece of advice for nothing.
Please don't go on so, Whale.
I go on? That is most annoying. Throughout the length and breadth of the Mediterranean, I am well known as a whale of few words. How could you accuse me of talking too much in my anger? I may take in a few gallons of water and drown you.
That is not God's will.
Try to behave yourself. Speak only when you are spoken to.
Yes, Whale.
Are you there, Jonah?
Yes, Whale.
You'll be glad to know that we've arrived off the shores of Nineveh. I shall now let in a few thousand gallons of water, and you will simply float out. Prepare to disembark. One, two, there we go.
The young prince is in good form tonight. My lord, there's a man outside who craves an audience. He says he's come to prophesy.
You mean he's a fortune teller? Well, he may amuse us. Send him in. So, you are a prophet. What is your name?
My name is Jonah. I am a Hebrew.
And what can you tell us of the future? Speak, man. Tell us of our cattle. Will our herds increase?
I tell you, King, next year in Nineveh there will be no cattle. Next year there will be no Nineveh.
Don't jest with me, prophet.
God's chosen messenger does not waste words in jest.
Did God send you to tell me this?
God provided me with the means to come to you, protected me, regarded me as his own, that I might safely tell you that in 40 days you will all be destroyed. There will be lightning, there will be thunder, there will be fire. In 40 days this city of wickedness will perish.
Why say you this?
God has told me. Because this city is wicked, God will destroy it and all the people within it.
Perhaps this may be true. Proclaim it throughout the city. This is my word. Let neither man nor beast, nor herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? Let my word be done!
Citizens of Nineveh, prepare to meet your doom. Listen for the great wind with which the Lord will herald your destruction. Listen now! Listen for the wind! The wind which comes to destroy you comes now!
It will be followed by fire and by hail. The heavens will shake and your city shall be wiped away from the earth and utterly destroyed. Listen for the wind.
The wind, Lord, the wind. Why don't you send the wind? The wind.
You'd better whistle, Jonah. That'll bring the wind.
Silence!
Don't you know how to whistle, Jonah? I'll show you.
Lord, Lord, how could you let me down? I told them everything you said. I told them to prepare for death, and what happened? Nothing. Oh, I am so ashamed. Why did you make me look such a fool? You are a gracious God, a merciful God, and you repented of the evil you intended to Nineveh. But, Lord, why make me look such a fool? Now I pray you, take my life. It is better for me to die. Take my life. Take my life. Take my life.
Jonah left the city, and he climbed to the top of a hill. It was hot, very hot, sitting there, so God caused a gourd to grow overnight and shelter Jonah. But the next day, God smote the gourd, and it withered and died.
Oh, God, how can I bear this? Let me die. Why did you strike the gourd? It hadn't done you any harm, and it was a great comfort to me.
Then the Lord explained to Jonah, you had pity on a gourd for which you hadn't labored or made grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And shouldn't I therefore have pity on Nineveh, that great city wherein there are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and also much cattle? Of course the Lord was right. He'd said he would destroy Nineveh if the people didn't turn from their evil ways. But they did, so he didn't. Well, that's clear enough, surely. If you ask me, Jonah never properly understood what was wanted until God explained. But he understood finally, and that's what matters. He was quite a good chap, really, you know. He reminds me of a friend I used to know, who was told to go to... you know, I can't help laughing when I think of it. He was told to go to...